We have breaking news. After a nearly summer-long decision regarding who would become the next university president, the Board of Trustees has unanimously announced that Dr. Quentin Ross will serve as the 15th president of Alabama State University. Ross was one of the four finalists, which also included Tony Atwater, a professor and former president of Norfolk University, Willie Larkin, the immediate past president of Grambling State University, and Robert Mock, who most recently served as president of Johnson and Wales University. Governor Kay Ivey participated in the vote, after which she released the following statement saying, quote, Dr. Quentin Ross is a true public servant. He has a heart for Alabama and for Alabama State University. His wealth of experience in higher education and in state government will serve him well as he takes on the mantle of ASU president. ASU trustee chairwoman Alfreda Green spoke about the board's expectations.
Senator Ross has a myriad of experience that we haven't had at the university before. He has a lot of contacts. And what we need as a person who is going to go out and be able to do some fundraising, we need somebody who has some good contacts. We expect him to come in and bring his leadership team where he may be lacking in academics. If he gets his team together academically, that's what he needs to do, and then we expect him to go do the higher things like the sponsorship, the fundraising, the other things to bring new activities, new programs to the university.
Trustee board member Brenda Brown Hunter says Dr. Ross has a wealth of experience.
I know Dr. Ross will bring his leadership. I mean, he's spent a lot of time in the Senate. He has a lot of external contacts, and so we're hoping that we can use his external contacts to make international contacts, that we can take our school to a new level.
Student Government Association President Nicholas Ivey spoke about the board's decision.
I'm really excited that the board has come to a decision as far as our next president. I look forward to working with the new president on behalf of the student body to make sure that the university thrives and excels. So I'm just excited for the university that we can finally move forward.
Ross has served in the Alabama Senate since 2002. He has also served as a director of adult education on the president's cabinet at Trenum State Community College from 2004 to 2014. And since 2015, he has been a consultant for the Alabama Education Association. The next board meeting is set for September 29th. It is not clear if Ross will be present, pending contract negotiations. I'm Brittany Jones-Dabney, WVAS News.